Up next, it's on the stream of free radio or on the archives. It's the Bathrop Spears Broadside Show for May 9th, 2024. And due to some medical problems, mostly medical, it's a flashback that I'm going to be passing your way. The flashbacks will be from April 18th, 2005. Follow up on a lot of the prior flashbacks I played around that same time, dealing with the university's students' encampment at the edge of the university at High Street, and I guess it's California, the main entrance to the university, which was brutally broken up on its first night by university police backed up by police from Santa Cruz, SCPDs. You'll hear Mayor Rotkin being confronted with questions about it. Subsequent interview the next day. His answers were not particularly good, but perhaps predictable. But his willingness to be interviewed kind of contrasts with the lack of interest in, for example, our present mayor, Fred Keeley, or Fastlane Fred, as I call him, who's a... I got one interview with Fred, but no follow-up, in spite of lots of apparent promises to follow up on questions. Anyway, there's also from the what was then the psych unit, talking about a person, she's talking about being held on a 5150. We have attorney Paul Sanford, who was, in those days, attorneys helped homeless folks. He was a defender of John Maurer, who was a homeless guy who actually found housing ultimately, but he was arrested for wearing a Fuck the Pig sign on his hat after he had been repeatedly harassed by CSO Pam Bechtel that same year, I believe it was, or maybe it was the prior year. And there's a lot more. So stay tuned. I think it's worth the listening. That's why I'm playing it. And on Sunday, I'm hoping we'll get you some more current stuff, because that's really what this program has historically been about, usually, and that's what I hope it will be about.